You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Sesame Street launches its 46th season tomorrow with a revamped theme song, a freshened up street, and a new home, HBO, where it will be available to subscribers only for the first 9 months before it moves over to PBS. Setting aside the question of whether there will now be lots more swearing on Sesame Street, the move is just one example of the changing landscape for children's television. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has our story.
All right, cue the cuteness. What's your favorite show?
Space Racers. Maya. Blaze. Paw Patrol. Chuggington.
That was Space Racers, Maya the Bee, Blaze, Paw Patrol, and Chuggington. Preschoolers and kids in general have dozens and dozens of shows to pick from these days. A far cry from the Saturday mornings of my childhood, when it was pretty much long cartoon blocks on the networks and a whole lot of ads.
The perfect magic cabbage patch kids.
The market for children's television right now is changing in quite dramatic fashion.
Jim Steyer is the founder and CEO of Common Sense Media. It's a nonprofit that rates and reviews kids' programming. One change? Kids' TV has faded from the broadcast networks. They can make more money off adults and sports. And cable networks like Disney and Nickelodeon are having to defend their turf against streaming services and even YouTube.
We're seeing a new paradigm where parents and families have more choices, where you're seeing cord cutters and streaming systems that give more options to kids and families.
A 2014 study from SNL Kagan found nearly a quarter of the TV content on Amazon is for kids. Nearly a fifth of Netflix shows are geared to children. They've got the classics.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
And they're producing their own shows, like Tumbleleaf on Amazon.
Oh, hi. I'm Fig the Fox.
Steyer says there are good reasons subscription services are going after kids.
It's a big market, and you can make a lot of money. And you can also build lifelong loyalty among kids and families.
Because while it might be easy enough to cancel your Netflix subscription when House of Cards ends, it'll be a lot harder if your kid becomes a rabid fan of dino trucks. And that's not all. Tim Westcott is an analyst who covers the entertainment industry for IHS.
Kids will watch episodes of an animation series repeatedly. So you get a lot more mileage out of that kind of programming if you're targeting a kid's audience.
Westcott says parents may also be more willing to make the subscription deal because
a subscription model means they're not bombarded with commercial messages and advertising as much.
But parents aren't willing to settle for what used to pass as children's programming, and that's driving up costs. Sesame Workshop, which makes Sesame Street, lost more than $7 million in fiscal year 2015. Part of the reason it struck a deal with HBO was to help keep the show on the air. Leslie Rotenberg is the general manager of children's media at PBS, which makes shows like Curious George and Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Kids who are used to seeing, you know, just really, really high quality media, and that's what they expect all the time now.
Also, creating a show is much, much more involved.
We used to think about a show as being linear and narrative. Now we think of a show in terms of transmedia. We're creating a world that kids can play in.
On tablets, on computers, PBS Kids has more than 40 apps. But for all the changes in kids' television, Rotenberg says kids still want the same things they've always wanted. Fun characters who their parents will let into the living room, and good stories, which they're much better at describing than I am.
Because I like it. It's my dad's show.
I like when a plane through everything.
Because I love it so much. Closer bonks his eye and then they wiggle.
And who doesn't like some good wiggling now and then? I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.